Well, people, I'm going to tell you something. You all couldn't live through the thing that I lived through in my life. Because I was born in Georgia, in Hampton, Georgia. That's about 32 miles below Atlanta, Georgia. Out in the country, there wasn't but about 10 stores there. And, everything you done with it, you had to work like crazy. I had worked when I was 14 years old. From up until I got grown, I didn't work no more. I started running around from place to place and having a good time. But I worked until I got grown. And I had a hard time, the hardest time a man ever had in his life. Nobody never had a harder time than I had. Of course, you people over here couldn't live through what I went with. But I'm still living. I'm 69 years old, and I'm happy of it. I'm happy and happy as a king. And they ain't got a quarter. Well, I don't care if I don't have a quarter, long as I'm living and enjoying myself. All right. I've known the time that I work for 40 cents a day. I didn't, what you call a day, it was a day. You work from the time the sun rose to the time the sun set. No hours. No hours, dude. 40 cents a day. But then I did know, too, a time where you could buy a suit of clothes, overcoat, hat, two sweaters, shirt, shoes, and everything for $7.45. You know, that was cheap. That was real cheap. But you had terrible time making that much. you had a hard time making it, you did, or to spend it. You spend it quicker than you could make it. So I had a good time. Now, you know one thing? People don't understand. They had never been to the part of the country. They think it was easy because it's a big country. Oh, yeah, that's a good place. Yeah, it's good in some places. Some places it's so bad. Same as going in the line then. I'd rather go in the line then than go back into some place where in that state. But I was born there, and I have to live with that. I endure with that. That same thing. But I'm doing all right so far, and I hope to keep on doing all right. My daddy, I know my daddy to take care of 16 of us, and he was making a dollar and a half a day. That's $9 a whole week. Sunday didn't wait. We went to church, everything. I've been a member of the church. I've been a delegate to the Sunday School Convention, and Association, and first one thing and another. I was a big shot in the church, what you call a big shot. Well, you ain't no big shot nowhere, but in the church I'm talking about. But I'm doing all right now, and I hope to keep on doing right, and I'm going to start to playing some. Somebody knocking on my back door early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. I lay my head down on the pillow where my baby used to lay. Now my mama, she told me when I was quite a child, you see a good time, now catch hell out. So early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. I lay my head down on the pillow where my baby used to lay. I give you all of my money, you leave me cold in hand, and then you take my money and give it to another man. Early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. I laid my head down on the pillow where my baby used to lay. My trouble just begin early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. I laid my head down on the pillow where my baby used to lay. no getting along. After you do the best you can, they still say you're doing them wrong. Early in the morning, baby bubble break of day. I laid my head down on the pillow where my baby used to lay. Dog no more. Suitcases pack my trunks all ready to early in the morning. Baby bubble, baby day. I laid my head down on the pillow where my baby used to lay.